Back here on Dodger Weekly, KVFD AM 1400, the voice of Fort Dodge. You know, we've always said we're a program that gives a platform to those that give back, and we want to be about community and collaboration. And whether we like it or not, one of the major things going on in our community is COVID-19. So it's our responsibility to try to give you updated information on that and to talk about that in long form. We've had experts on in the last few months, including Dr. Megan Srinivas. We've had members of the Webster County Public Health Department on as well. And my guest this morning is the director of the Webster County Public Health Department, Carrie Prescott. Carrie, thank you for the time, and I appreciate you joining the show this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for the invite. Look forward to providing some information.
Yeah, certainly. And that's kind of the reason for this conversation. Let's start out with the latest numbers for Webster County Public Health. What's the case count? What are you guys looking at? I'm sure that's going to be as of yesterday data. If you could give me an update on that.
Sure. So as of yesterday, we had a total of 608 positive cases since the end of March with our first diagnosis. As many know, we have the prison within our community, and so the numbers that are reflective of the 608 also include our prison population. So out of the 608, we have 292 of those positive tests are from our prison. And so that really leaves us with the remainder just being of the Webster County citizens. We have 292 in the prison. We have 183 that have been released from isolation, meaning that they've served their 10-day quarantine. And from the Webster County Health Department's perspective for the community, we had 265 released from isolation. So what the numbers tell us is reducing the or removing the prison numbers, we're in the 300s for community spread. So those are the numbers as of yesterday.
You know, I wanted to ask you, too, about that. I know a large portion of the numbers here in Webster County are attributed to the prison outbreak. And you look at what Webster County has in numbers compared to, you know, surrounding counties like Hamilton, Humboldt, Calhoun, and Pocahontas. Our numbers are higher. Is that, in your mind, is that just because of the prison outbreak? Because if you take that away, I think you're looking at more comparable numbers.
Right. So to be very clear, we have 608 as of yesterday. 292 are prison, which means 316 are Webster County community cases. And out of those, we have 265 that have been released. So if you take 316 minus the 265, that gives us 51 cases that are active as of yesterday that we're monitoring.
Okay, which is not a bad number at all when you kind of break down the numbers from that. How do you feel like Webster County residents are doing with social distancing, wearing masks, things that, you know, sanitizing, things like that, that cut down the risk of contracting the virus?
I think our community is doing everything feasibly possible to increase cleansing. A lot of our businesses are requiring masking when you're going into the businesses. I've seen a lot of people that take that personal responsibility of masking, which is absolutely what we recommend out in our community, especially if you're around our vulnerable population. We want to make sure that we don't give this virus to our vulnerable population and to our nursing homes or anybody that works into our nursing homes or our hospital. You know, the increased mitigation efforts to stop the spread, I think, is also one of the main reasons why our numbers are not increasing by leaps and bounds. Now, we expected this. We expect to see community spread. We expect to see numbers, you know, to continue. We had you know, 6 additional cases drop over the weekend. You know, by the end of this week, we may see another 6. That's kind of the method of the virus. It is close contact, and if you're next to somebody that is positive within that 6 feet or closer, we're seeing a lot of, like, family members that are now testing positive because of that close contact. So we're not seeing anything that we weren't prepared for, or that is not, I don't want to say textbook, but it's we expected this type of activity from a surveillance and a tracking measure. So the extra wearing your mask, stay home if you're sick, that's the big thing that our community needs to know. This virus right now, is a lot of our people are not showing extensive illness. You know, they might get confused or think they just have, like, allergies or just a sniffles, or, you know, I just had a really bad headache for a couple of days. In the majority of the cases that we've interviewed, people were not, you know, they weren't, like, completely down and out. They were like, you know, I just had a sniffles and I thought it was allergies, so I just thought I'd go get tested, and, you know, lo and behold, I'm positive. And so then, you know, we're just asking, if you think that you've got some kind of sniffle, stay home, you know, get to your doctor, make sure you don't have something else going on, because we still do have sinus infections and other respiratory illnesses going on in our community. So we want to make sure that we have the appropriate diagnosis of the COVID, if that's what you have.
Absolutely.
So, please stay home if you're sick. That's our biggest request.
Kerry Prescott, the director of Webster County Public Health, my guest on the program here this morning. Kerry, looking at the numbers here in Webster County, overwhelming in terms of the percentage of people who are in the 18 to 40 age range who have COVID-19. 54% of our positive cases in the county are in that age bracket. Why do you think that age bracket has so many more cases compared to the other age ranges?
Well, if you think about it, we've asked our vulnerable population, which is, you know, 61 and over with extensive, maybe, health concerns, to stay home, isolate. They are probably putting a lot more precautions in place as far as, like, wearing a mask. You know, I've seen our population, our vulnerable population, wearing gloves or when they put gas in their cars if I see them out. You know, they're being probably a lot more cautious in their daily lives, and they're probably not going out as much. That population, that age group, you know, they are, you know, they're going to work. They're still, probably not as, I don't want to say not as cautious, but they're more mobile than what our elderly population are. And so this is community spread. So if you are, you know, at a work environment or at an area, or if you go to the lakes, or if you're going to another community or going to a ball game and you're not sure what that community spread is, I mean, they're just more mobile. And so it's not right or wrong. It's just that age group is a lot more mobile than our elderly population right now.
Kerry Prescott, Director of Webster County Public Health, my guest on the program this morning. Kerry, Public Health, you guys have been going at it strong for the last few months. Workload has increased, I know, for you guys in an incredible amount. How is your staff there with Public Health handling the increased workload and the stress that comes with it?
Yeah, so we're managing. There are about 4 of us that take care of all the calls that come into the health department that have really strictly been designated as the COVID team for assisting businesses and long-term care in the prison. You know, we've implemented a wellness activity in the agency to help reduce some of the calls that come in, especially early on. We encourage people to get out and walk. We brought some fitness activities into our building to making sure that people stayed healthy and that their mindset was right, because, you know, the increased amount of calls coming in, and we had a lot of worried well, and you know, this is politically charged and it's emotionally charged, and we want to be that vessel in the community for accurate information. And so we wanted to make sure that our staff were taken care of as well. Early on, it was a very high demand. Now we're kind of leveling off. Our focus will be with the schools. And I'm sure once we get into the schools, we'll be a vessel for parents and teachers and everyone else to kind of call and ask questions. And we hope to be, well, we will be very transparent with what we're seeing. And we promise to provide the community any information. If we are extremely concerned about something, we will absolutely let our community know. We've got a great team here. We've got great employees, and we're a very tight-knit little family, so we make sure we take care of one another.
The Webster County COVID-19 hotline provided by the Webster County Public Health Department. You can call that number. It's 515-227-7153 to find out more about COVID-19 and ask questions of public health. They are manning that line at 515-227-7153. And being in pretty close contact with Kelly Bloomquist, your public information officer, the last few months, I've been pretty impressed with how you guys have been getting a lot of the information out and have the more updated information on what's going on in the county than even at the state level. You guys are usually ahead of what the state website is. That means to me that you're working in close proximity and partnering with a lot of organizations within the community. Talk to me a little bit about the partnerships that you have going on with other agencies.
Sure. So early on, we opened our Public Health Incident Command, which provided us a structure to make sure that we coordinated with our community. So one of the measures we had was our provider network. So we have a really strong relationship with our Unity Point health system, our community health center, the Mercy One, and the Iowa Specialty Clinic here in town. So anybody that would be offering testing in the community, early on we coordinated and we called a meeting with all of the providers to make sure that we were all on the same page, to make sure we all had the same standardized information. And we had a request to them that they call us. At the beginning, it was about three times a week with any kind of results that they were, or any type of testing that they were doing. Now we've kind of loosened that where they call us every day that they have a positive, if they're doing a rapid test or if they have a result that has come back into their agency. So a lot of times the numbers that you see, if we're ahead of the state dashboard, is because we do have that contact directly with the providers here. And the benefit to that is then we don't have to wait for the results to go through the state system. Sometimes those results, they have to go to the state hygienic lab for validation, then they get entered into IDPH's website, and then into our contact tracing database. So sometimes that process could take, 2 to 3 days, whereas our relationship with our community partners, we know the same day that that lab test is coming back to our community partners because they're calling us, which allows us to start our job with contact tracing and making sure that we isolate people that we need to isolate, and we call people that have been in close contact. So it gives us a leg up on our work in our public health office. So they have been amazing partners, and we are very fortunate to have the relationship that we have. Early on, we also work very closely with our churches. We work very closely with our shelters. And we work very closely with our business organizations to provide education and make sure that everybody received the same standardized message across our community. And more importantly, we wanted to make sure that they knew we were their resource if they needed any assistance, or if they came across a barrier or a problem, we wanted to make sure that we were a vessel for them to address any concern that they may have.
Kerry Prescott, Director of Webster County Public Health, my guest here on the program. One last question for you here, Kerry, this morning. What do people in Webster County need to remember about COVID-19?
So this, it is a respiratory illness. This will continue to circulate in our community. One of my biggest requests is, if you are sick, please stay home. Don't assume that sniffle is just a sniffle. Work with your supervisor, work with your managers at wherever you work, just to notify them that, you know, you are feeling sick, and follow their policies. If you need to be tested or feel you need to be tested, there are plenty of testing opportunities in the community. You can call our office if you need assistance. And then another thing is make sure that you are taking time for yourself. You know, I know a lot, social media is a blessing and a curse. You know, if you can disconnect from the politics and the mental health and the anxiety that this illness is causing, you know, I highly recommend it. You know, just disconnect for a couple hours. Don't let COVID consume your mental health state of mind. I mean, go out and enjoy, sit and have a cup of coffee, walk your animals, get on the trail system. Make sure that you're maintaining a healthy healthy state of mind, because this is going to be here for another, you know, I'm expecting we're going to be dealing with COVID for another 18 months. You know, cases aren't just going to go away sporadic, you know, magically, they're not just going to go away. So make sure you're taking time for yourself, and don't get caught up in our numbers. Like I said, a majority of our numbers, they've been mildly ill people. So, you know, just take some time for yourself, breathe, remember to breathe, and just disconnect for a while if you can.
Carrie Prescott, Webster County Public Health Director, has been my guest here on the program. Carrie, I appreciate so much you spending time with me this morning and giving us the latest information here on COVID-19. And thank you for coming on.
Thank you. Stay healthy.